Hey, you guys, welcome to Lou and Lex Situations. I'm Lex.
And I'm Lou.
And we have a special guest tonight, Asar. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the show.
Turn this bitch up. Turn it up.
How are you? How have you been? What's going on with you?
I'm doing all right. It's just been a lot of driving recently.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Do you like to drive?
I used to before I had to drive
everywhere. Yeah. Exactly.
I used to like driving.
I've never liked it. Don't want to do it. I was forced to get my driver's license. And so I'm doing it. I'm just waiting for the day when I have money and I can buy a driver.
Personal driver, that's right.
Yes.
I was forced to get my driver's license too.
Is but it like a thing?
I only wanted to drive so I could go get like fucking food and shit. It was never like to really hang out with nobody.
It was by choice for me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So what's going on with you? How have you been?
I've been doing good. I've been in the gym. I'm up 40 pounds since I started.
This is something great. I don't want to be. Bulking journey. I don't want to be up 40 pounds. Can I be down 40 pounds? Okay.
I'm always in the
different
gym
goals,
too,
like... different strokes, different folks. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I'm like, can I have the opposite of that? Can we have different struggles right now?
How many times do you go to the gym in like a week?
A week, like three or four.
Okay.
At minimum. So, I try to go more. Sometimes I go less, you know.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's however the week is going.
I've been in the gym too, though, and I'd be going like 4 days. I'd be trying to go five. You know what I'm saying? But I'm older, so I'd be like feeling like I need to get in that motherfucker. I ain't trying to do that.
I know we don't have the metabolism like he does.
You know what
anymore.
I'm saying? Yeah, it's easier for you to go like than me.
Well, not mentally, probably.
It's a pain in the ass.
Damn, you it's feel a pain like in that? The ass, yeah. I feel like it's like a way to get away. You know
I like
what
going. Like, it gives me options. You know,
once
I get
you
to
get
do
there,
extra
right?
Shit. But if I go home first, I don't go. I don't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, if
it's
I'm
the
comfortable,
whole getting
I
there.
Can't get back up again.
Yeah.
I have to go right when I get off work.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the whole getting there. That's how I was. And then I put a fucking, I guess, a home gym in my house. A bitch ain't been to the gym since. Okay?
I can't work out at home.
I can't. No.
There's so much shit I'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
Home didn't work out.
And yeah, just rather be doing.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. But I could be watching Netflix
exactly.
Right now, motherfucker. Okay.
That's why
yeah.
I have to pay for my membership.
I could be putting food in my mouth.
I pay $300 a year for my membership, so I have to go. Or
yeah.
else I'm going to start feeling like
damn,
shit.
Damn, when
know?
I start thinking
yeah.
about it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying to go.
I know. That's how I was at first. But then I was like, oh, well, when
I'll
COVID came,
$300
I was like, yeah, well, we ain't got
no ass body. Like, hold on. This shit ain't going to work.
Yeah,
this
right.
This shit ain't going
to
work.
I need something to show for my money.
Yeah, exactly. No, I get it. How was your week, Lou?
I've had a pretty solid week. Same shit, different day. You know, just making money, going to work.
That's right.
And just life. Shit. But yeah, I'm just trying to make as much money as I can right now.
Yeah, I feel you.
Just get ready for the new year, you know? Just get ready for like some big shit to happen. Because like, I can't be going into the new year broke. Period.
Yeah. Perfect. I was actually telling our cousin that I kind of envied her because she doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have to feel the obligation to buy anybody anything. Like, I'm just thinking this in my mind. And then I'm talking to my daughter who's like, doesn't have a fucking car, is not on any path to a career at the moment, and she's buying Christmas gifts and feels like she's obligated to buy them because, I guess because it's Christmas? But I'm just like, it's too much. Like, 1 year, I just want to be like, I'm not buying anybody gifts. And everyone should just be okay with it. But I don't think we can do that.
I don't know. I guess I'm just at the point now where I'm thinking, like, I love Christmas.
I know, but why?
But...
is it the gift-giving part, or what is it?
It absolutely is. You just want to give somebody something nice that they couldn't get all year, you know?
You know, bitch, something, though... if you buy them a gift any other time of the year, it'll feel way more special to them. Imagine I show up random day in fucking March or
if
something. No holidays in March. I show up, I give you like a new hat.
I can't say that's true though.
I will fuck
because
with that.
The labyrinth you gave me a David Bowie labyrinth blanket. I don't give a fuck that you gave me that on Christmas, and it made it even more special to me. And I think I cried because it was on Christmas. That you gave it to me.
Of course.
But if you would have gave me that on a March whatever day, I don't think I would have cried.
No. Yeah. It's something that you got for Christmas that you definitely didn't think you was getting for Christmas.
And it's fucking it's a David Bowie fleece from The Labyrinth. And that's like it's something that my mom gave me. The movie The Labyrinth was something that she introduced to me. So when she gave it to me, I'm about to start like tearing up right now. And this is not that kind of podcast. But that she gave that shit to me on Christmas, I was like, I love my sister. I love her. She so knows me. But yeah, and I think that you gave me the Lil Wayne rug for my birthday.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean anything to that fucking David Bowie. And I love me some Wayne. I goes all out for some Wayne. But the me getting that on Christmas Day was something else. But I think it's the whole nostalgia thing for Christmas. And then I got a hella fuck. That was the best gift I got that year.
Yeah.
And I got like 4 perfumes and I love perfume. Mm-hmm. One of our cousins can vouch for that because she just saw my collection. But anyways, but like the fact that I got that on Christmas, so I kind of agree with you. I love a spontaneous gift, but everything, it's like the time and place for certain things. You know what I'm saying? It depends on what you're going to get.
For sure.
Yeah. If you buy me a Keurig any day of the year, okay, a Keurig is not for Christmas. Buy me some shit that you know I'm going to go, oh my God, I got to cry. I got to cry, girl. That's for Christmas and my birthday. But if you buy me a Keurig, I'll take that all day of the year, just so y'all know. I need a new one. Anyways, moving on.
So how was your week?
My week was good. It's just regular, same old shit. Work, 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 work. Make sure my kids don't get kicked out of Safe Key.
Oh, Lord.
And keep working. But yeah, that's my shit.
These kids is fighting.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Got the little tykes throwing hands in the ball pit.
And you know what?
It's let too much. Do it.
Let them do it.
It's too much. I let these two watch South Park with me. They want to know why they can't say boobs. They want to know why. Because Cartman talks to his mom like a motherfucker. We all know the Cartman's a fucking dick to his mom. And as soon as my 8-year-old sees Cartman call his mom a bitch,
yeah,
a bitch, or whatever the fuck he be saying, he turns around and looks at me. I said, don't you ever fucking think you gonna do that shit to me. And he just starts giggling. I'm like, yeah, giggle, motherfucker. Because that's as close as you gonna get to that. I was like, what the fuck? Why did he look at me like that? Why did he look at me like that?
You can always just tell what they're fucking thinking.
Yeah! He turned around like,
you're horrible.
Do, 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 do. I'm like, no. We're not doing this. There's no tumbleweeds. This ain't no fucking shootout. You will never, ever get away with that shit. I will, before he can even be like, bitch, I'll be on him on a beat, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Not today. These never.
Kids, these kids fucking crazy today.
They are. Like, give him a little bit. I let him watch South Park. 2 episodes. Now he like, can I challenge this bitch? Can I challenge this bitch?
Now that I'm older, I'll be pushing the envelope a little bit sometimes, but never that
far. Let's try and find out.
They told me 4 times that, Mom, they're in the 4th grade. Mom, they're in the 4th grade. What you think gonna happen when you're in the 4th grade? You ain't gonna be saying boobs. You're not gonna be cussing your mama out.
It's not like a magic flip, a magic switch flip or anything like that.
4th grade, first day, I'm on!
Transformation complete.
Hold on. They can't wait to wake up in the morning at all 4th grade. When they get in 4th grade, they go on to their first day. 7 a.m. They ain't at school yet. Bitch. Oh, no. Not today, motherfucker. Not today or any fucking day. Don't try me.
Clearly, you not having it.
The 6-year-old told me 4 times that they were in the 4th grade. I said, I don't give a fuck about how old they are. I told you 18. 18, and then you can use swear words. These kids are crazy. These kids are crazy. Anyways, let's go ahead and hop into your situation, Asar. What did you not want to be in?
So you guys ever be in a situation where you can tell that something is going to unfold in a certain way, and then it happens exactly like that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm on. That's what I'm on right now.
That should be the worst. I ain't gonna
lie. But when it's a good thing, you're happy about it.
Yeah, that's always
the disappointment. Good. It's like you already knew it was going to be bad, but you still feel like you couldn't even prep yourself for the feeling that you feel like it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Or you're still that angry. You know what I'm saying?
I don't feel like it's ever good.
No. And you're still seriously mad. So what happened?
So I moved into my first solo apartment recently, right? Mm-hmm. I guess solo. I have 2 roommates, right?
Okay.
And when we first got there, we were looking for jobs in the area. I got a job at this boba shop. It was a local place. Family owned, very nice.
Yeah.
My roommate, one of them was still looking for a job, so I invited him to come and work with me there. Because the owners, they like me, right? I can bring people in.
Okay.
So, we got a job there. As soon as I offered it to him, I thought for a second, like, hey, is this really something I want to do? Because I live with him. We play games together online, right?
All
right. He's in my space now. If I work with him, that's three different spots that he's going to be involved with my life.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure how much of that I can take.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no real escape from him if I'm doing everything with him already.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So I immediately gave him a warning, like, hey, are you sure this is a good idea?
Right.
And he's like, are you going to get tired of me, Asar? I'm like, I'm not saying I will, I'm not saying I won't, but I'm just saying there's a possibility here.
Wait, why are you asking me this?
Hold on, though, but Asar is like, do you have any doubts? He's basically saying that. Do you have any doubts, too? Like, are you having second thoughts about this situation?
Of course.
I feel like he's just coming to him and asking,
that
like,
makes sense
how do you
second
feel?
Thoughts. Like, it's like...
Because I warned about that exact thing. Like, there's not a lot of space outside of this to vent about anything. Because we're in the same friend group. These are guys I've known for, like, 6-7 years now, right?
Yeah.
But going into it, I offered him the job, and he took it. And we talked about that possibility of us getting tired of each other.
Right.
And we went with it anyways. Now he said he can make it work. I said I can make it work. So we were making it work. But he also has anger issues. Right, he's working through it. We're fine now, by the way. Like, full disclaimer, we've resolved everything.
Okay.
Household chilling, right?
Okay.
But getting into it, it was a rough and a rocky start, you know.
So you guys started working together.
Uh huh. And I'm good at everything I do, you know. Whenever I get into anything, I try to be the best, and I am the best, right?
What kind of job is this?
It's a boba shop. We're making
drinks.
Oh,
you did say that. Okay.
Yeah. We're making.
So
drinks.
You guys are like in a small area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got promoted to shift lead, working there for a little while. And so I was a shift lead to my roommate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I would have to be in charge of quality control during the shifts and stuff like that. And it was hard to talk to him about certain stuff like that. Because I'm good at separating my personal life, my work life. I'm good to be a professional here, good to dap you up there, you know.
Yeah.
I keep everything casual. And I think my tone of voice isn't always where it needs to be.
Okay.
Because even when I'm, like, reprimanding or, like, disciplinary, you know, I'm still talking to you as if you're my friend, you know? I talk to everybody the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So getting that, I don't think that he was really ready for that shift in power
of
for me to
not.
Be his
of course not.
Superior,
of course not.
You know?
Yeah.
And I never try and act like I'm a superior. He's my friend, you know? Everybody
yeah.
that works there,
yes.
we're cool.
Yes.
But things change, you know? I can't talk to him without him blowing up at me, you know? Like, because
okay.
I mentioned he has, like, anger issues.
Hold
so,
on. You talking to him as the shift leader, he's blowing up on you?
Yeah, like, okay.
Oh,
we
hell
were,
no.
We were scooping ice cream, right? We were putting
Dude,
ice cream
up.
At the top of the drink.
Hell no.
And I told him, hey, if you hold it like this, it won't splash when you drop it in there. Immediately just blows up on me, like... No, that's not how it works.
How did
like
he
that.
Get
like,
the job?
He just gets passive aggressive and like that, you know? He got the job because I worked there.
Okay.
This
okay.
is a problem.
So
he's
I
not
get...
bad at the job. He's good at the job.
Right.
No,
but
if he's gonna be cussing everybody out when
well,
he has,
it's more so he gets super passive aggressive about whatever I'm telling him, and then
the
he'll
criticism
shut down for the rest
he can't
of the
take the criticism
exactly. Yeah. So
it's kind of being stuck between a hard and a rock place.
Yeah,
a rock
yeah.
and a hard place, yeah.
And when it was just me that he when it was just me that he was blowing up on, I was cool with it, right? Cuz I know that that's kind of how he is. I know he doesn't
yeah.
really mean anything by it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
One of my other coworkers, I go to the gym with him sometimes. I take him with me, right? He told me that Chris blew up at him one day. And I was like, "All right, that shit has to change now." If
because
it was
you
just
brought
me,
him in.
Yeah. I can't let that be what the owners think I'm bringing in, you know?
Yeah.
Of course.
And knowing that whatever he does is a reflection of me,
mm-hmm.
as I am the one that brought him in, I can't
mm-hmm.
let that, I can't let that slide.
No,
especially
I understand
as
that.
A shift lead, I can't let that slide.
Good. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
This
and you notice
like,
it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this
as his friend, I had to
really?
Pull him aside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
After we finish the shift, I take him into the car like, hey, we need to fucking talk. we need to get this shit cleared up. Like, yeah. What's going on?
Is it if you want to stay here.
Yeah, like, I can't let this continue as who... Even just me being who I am. As a SAR, I can't let this continue.
Exactly. Yeah.
Blowing up on me is one thing. Blowing up at another one of our coworkers is completely different.
Yeah. And where how far is he going to go? Like, he's going to cuss the manager out one day? Like, you know what I'm saying? How far is he going to go? Have any standards?
Exactly.
You know? But go on.
Yeah.
How was his response to the conversation?
He kind of shut down, but I could tell that he was really understanding. Like,
oh, okay. He knew what you were trying to say.
I can assume so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it was that I had told him how bad of a friend he was being to me, you know?
Okay.
Oh, he felt bad.
Despite everything, I taught him how to drive, you know? In my own car. Like, this is a person I consider a very close friend of mine.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And
okay.
For him to constantly disrespect me at every turn, it's not cool, you know?
Yeah.
No, and he's not being a good friend.
Exactly.
And even a close friend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think him hearing me say that was like an awakening for him.
Yeah, he probably felt a little embarrassed too.
I forgot to even mention, I had to give him a ride to work every day because he didn't have a car.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, bitch.
Exactly, yeah.
Bitch, you're really done.
So I would drive him to work, I'd drive him to school, I'd drop him off, I'd pick him up. Our manager, like one of the bosses,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
had been intentionally scheduling him on every shift with me so that I'd be able to give him a ride.
Oh, no.
I had to talk to them afterwards. I'm like, yo, can we stop doing this? And they're like, oh, I thought I was helping. No,
you're not helping.
I need a break sometimes.
He definitely ain't going to be able to become a man. Mm-mm.
You guys know that I'm a patient person. I'm not quick to jump to action negatively. You
exactly,
know?
Right, yeah.
Right.
It takes a lot to wear my patience down the way that he did. And for me to get to that point was already enough for me to be like, yeah, this is too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, afterwards, he stopped asking me for rides everywhere, right? He started riding his scooter around more. He's got one of the more electric scooters.
Oh, he's way more independent. This is good for him.
Exactly. I am so proud of all the changes I've seen because I've noticed him take everything I said to heart and start working towards improvement.
Yeah, uh-huh. He wants to better himself now.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, so... He's continuing to get better. I can tell that he's still having issues communicating, but we've been talking more. The third roommate, there's three of us in the house.
Yeah.
They weren't initially getting along super well, but they're all doing better now. Household's okay. Awesome. We've got a Christmas tree now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I can say this. A lot of our situations, I think this is the first one that had a good outcome.
Yeah, that's great.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might be because we have a lot of bitches on. And he's a guy.
We just try our best to communicate, you know?
That's
we're doing our best.
Bitches don't do it. They don't do it. Well, guys are so much easier to get along with.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's just like something in the hormones. So, I mean, I'm glad that situation turned out good. And I think the other guy that we had on the show, we had two other ones. Well, one of them was bitching about somebody else's situation. But the other one we had, he was in a situation with a bitch. So that wasn't gonna turn out good.
It never does.
It's like three guys. It's three guys, and it's the first situation we had that turned out good. Okay, so I mean, fuck, we didn't even have to resolve that one.
No, SR, we appreciate you.
Yeah, you came a good.
I'm glad
that was a good one.
That good energy.
Yeah,
it was good.
I mean, it was a situation you didn't want to be in the beginning, but then it didn't turn out to be so bad.
No, it was bad.
Well, it got to its lowest point before it got better.
Yeah, and to definitely. All the women that Mimi called a bitch, I don't know. She didn't.
That's the respectful version of bitch.
All right.
Yeah. From what thank I you, Asar.
Like, there's
did
two
you hear the tone?
Yeah, of course.
Barely.
These bitches. Yeah. Okay, I just got done telling our cousin that there is this meme that I see where it says that... no, it's not even like that. It says that your sister is the only woman that wants you to be better than she is. Mm. Okay?
I like that.
I'm constantly calling your ass a bitch. And do you ever think I'm being disrespectful?
It's like the most loving bitch
no,
possible.
No, but you know what? I am a bitch. So if the shoe fit, honey,
no,
you gotta wear it.
No, but it's not
it,
what
know?
You think about it. It's how
all
I'm
y'all out
there
wear that shoe.
Yeah, like, when I call you a bitch.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh my gosh. I be calling her a bitch to her.
Don't do that.
I literally be calling her a bitch to herself. I might have called a bunch of bitches, whatever.
Yeah,
I,
yeah, me
anyways, it's not bitches, bitches, okay?
Oh my goodness.
This but I never see it disrespectful. Y'all, like,
A bitch, call a I bitch. I didn't even when know. You see a bitch, bitch. A bitch. Y'all, yeah, she a bitch. Yeah, you knew she was a bitch.
Sally like, getting what? Seashells at the seashore, by the seashore, whatever, what, blah. Okay? Anyways.
Yeah, it's like a motherfucking tongue twister. Like, no, we not doing this.
But at the end of the day, all bitches are good bitches.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except the bad bitches, you know?
Oh, but are they bad bitches or are they bad bitches?
The first one.
What does it take to be a bad bitch?
We bad bitches, bitch.
But nah, what's the definition of a bad bitch?
Oh, the other bad bitch?
Yeah.
You probably on drugs. You ain't taking care of your kids.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's,
are you
that's
sleeping
the other
from
bad
home
bitch
to home? Okay. Your bills ain't paid. You got bad good credit. Lord. Do you have a car? Do you have a car? That's a bad bitch. But we want to be bad bitches.
See, that's what you're missing.
You know what I'm saying? We bad bitches.
All right.
Got different words, got different meanings, you know?
Yes. If I have to squint at my nose and my eyes and you a bad bitch, oh no, bitch. You don't want to be a bad bitch.
If I say, well, I fell in a well, that's two different wells, you know. There's two different bitches, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
And we ain't them bitches. We bad bitches.
You know what it is?
The when bad bitches rolls on the tongue.
You a bad bitch.
That is not
you
necessarily
born
true.
A bad bitch. No, you know when your mom is a bad bitch.
Speak your truth.
I don't know if every bad bitch raised by a bad bitch is a bad bitch because of that shit.
Sorry, is your mom a bad bitch?
I refrain. I abstain. I'm fifth. I want to not be involved in that discussion.
His mama is a bad bitch. And she got some badass motherfucking kids.
Maybe Lex can vouch. You can let Lex vouch. I
plead the fifth. His mama is a bad bitch.
I plead the fifth.
I'll look up to that bitch. She's a bad bitch, okay?
She is.
She a bad bitch. I mean, she a bad bitch. Bitch, how you don't know she a bad bitch?
I do. I was asking
questions.
Don't ask
you're
me.
You trying to get knowledge.
Don't ask me that.
I was asking the seed.
Yeah, well, I already know. She a bad bitch. So, it is what it is.
You know.
Anyways, let's hop into the topic that we have for the night.
Oh, now you care about it. Okay, here we go. Let's get it.
Now I care.
Okay, so when you out in public
mm-hmm.
and someone has a dog, but it's not on a leash, child.
That's the reason I can't be around dogs anymore. I was skating home before I could drive, you know, I was skating around, right?
Okay.
I skated up to the house. There's this big ass dog coming the other way on a leash, right? I pull up to the house. I'm about to walk up my steps. I'm already like getting off my board.
Uh-huh.
The dog gets real close to me. He's like pulling on the leash and shit. I stop. The lady keeps walking towards me. The dog goes on my ankle. I'm like, yo.
Romeo,
get your dog! Get your dog!
Get this little bitch out!
When is enough enough?
When is enough enough?
The fuck up
let
my
you
ankle?
The fuck go!
Yeah!
What the fuck?
The and dog I'm on like, my ankle. I'm like, yo!
And it's
oh,
like,
hell.
Isn't this motherfucker on a leash to have
hell.
He's
no.
on a leash. Pull his ass back.
That's
exactly. Do something. Don't no, let me die. My
doing?
Ankles are
like,
sacred.
What are you doing?
Oh my
oh
god.
Oh my gosh, a half ankle pollinate. Fast metabolism and ankles. Like, get out of here.
I was fine. The dog
almost
didn't even,
an old ass
the dog didn't even
you.
Break the skin. Like, my sock was
that's
fine. No,
the,
no.
Hey,
fine marks. That, yeah, exactly. That's not the point.
No. She, the fact that you even had to worry about a fucking dog biting your ankles and he on a fucking
guess what the fuck she
owner.
Did after. Guess what the fuck she did after. After she, after the dog goes on my ankle, right? She says, my dog didn't bite you.
Bitch.
I'm like,
hey,
then what the fuck just happened?
The hell
okay,
out
bitch.
Here.
She said, that didn't just happen. I'm like, then what happened?
Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Because I don't know, clearly.
Is there a lawsuit?
No.
There needs to be a lawsuit.
That's
there
the reason I can't fucking
involved.
Be around dogs anymore.
There are cameras involved. Oh, no. You remember that fucking white
please,
dog you guys had? That
yeah, Pluto?
White dog?
Yeah, Pluto was a little
I
shit.
Was
I love Pluto. He was a little shit.
For so fucking
oh,
long. And one
God.
Day, I'm walking in grandma's house and this motherfucker bit me. And I was like, if family dogs can bite you, than anybody's doll can
Pluto
buy
was me. Just a little asshole.
And at that point, I was fucking done. But before that, I had been, like, attacked by a Rottweiler that said that the owner said that he thought I was trying to feed the dog. I was at somebody's house. And I'm sitting, like, at a bar thing or whatever. You know how they have the island and then there's, like, stools pulled up to it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm just eating or whatever. And the dog gets between my legs and jumps up in my fucking face. It's a Rottweiler. And he's, like, all of my fucking shit. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my life right now. I don't even know how the chair didn't even fall over because he was so fucking big and heavy on me. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he thought you were trying to feed him. Why? Everybody's in here eating.
Feed him from your face?
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? How did he think I was trying to feed him?
That's the reason I can't do big dogs anymore. Like, if the dog is too big for me to punt the shit, if I can't punt the fucking dog out of my space,
yeah.
I can't be around it.
How do you do with Draco?
Draco's fine. Okay.
He's a baby.
I know, I can tell when family dogs are around, like, people I know, if they won't have their dog be fucking crazy. Shut up, Luke. Like, Draco, he's a good dog. Yeah. He's friendly as shit.
He's as good as his owner is.
I can tell the difference between a friendly dog and a rude dog, you know? I gotta feel it out. I gotta get the vibe from the dog. I let the dog sniff my hand. I haven't extended my hand open palm to a dog in, like, fucking years. Because I can't trust that they won't bite that shit. It's always closed fist. Let them sniff that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if they bite a closed fist, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
But if they bite, like, my finger off, I'm in peril now, you know?
Yeah. You a finger down.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't do that anymore.
I think Draco's okay.
He's great.
He's a pit bull, just misunderstood.
He's buff as shit. He's scary as hell.
Oh my god,
he's
hella fucking scary.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be like, if I whoop his ass right now for what he did, am I gonna get bit?
Yeah, like he looks like he hit legit.
I keep whooping his ass. I keep whooping his ass. So I'm not that scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, he has to be punished for what he did. But I don't know. When he fucking goes off and does bite somebody or gets hostile with people who are in the house, it's like you have to fucking, you cannot back down to him because he'll keep going. You have to fucking buck the fuck up and start, like, hitting him. Like, he, like, on your level. Mm-hmm. Because he will not back down. That dog, no. I guess he's like me and a lot of women in our family and the men too. Once you set your fucking sights on you gonna take this motherfucker down, there's no stopping you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you are ever in a fucking situation where you gotta fight and you gonna, like, this is it. I've already set my mind to, I'm about to take this bitch down because I'm in fight mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's the same. A lot of people are. You can't stop them. That's how he is. There's no, you have to beat this motherfucker down in order for him to stop. That's it. But it's because he's so big.
Yeah.
If he wasn't that big, you ain't got to do that with a chihuahua. Like, but you ain't got to put too much force into it. But no, dogs are crazy. They're crazy. You have no idea what they're thinking. It's like a baby on the loose.
I don't know if you guys remember Champ, that fucking dog.
Yes!
Yeah, that was
remember how he would chase me the fuck around grandma's house?
I didn't I'd be remember scared the chasing.
I do. Well, maybe you don't. I do.
You would. Yeah. No, I remember Champ.
Champ chased the fuck out of me.
That was my little baby.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, my dog don't bite. That's you.
No. I remember. Hold on. Did you guys see my 6-year-old at my brother's house on Thanksgiving where Kobe was in the fucking chair with him? Did y'all see that? Did you see when Kobe kind of like attacked him?
No.
Oh, so Kobe. I don't know what was going on because it was three kids playing in the yard, but Kobe was only attached to the 6-year-old. And he's like chasing the 6-year-old. He's nipping at his knees and shit. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what the fuck? So the 6-year-old goes and jumps up in the chair. And then the dog jumps up right next to him. And he's like, yeah, we hanging out. Like they friends and shit. Uh-huh. You know? But Kimani's all that like, why are you in the chair with me, motherfucker? I'm running from you, and I'm in the chair. Now you in this chair trying to act like you ain't the victim. I'm not the victim. I'm the victim. You're not, okay? Because the dog was literally fucking chilling up there like, oh, you starting shit. It ain't me. You starting shit. Like, it was so weird.
It's like, I'm chill if you chill.
And then the 6-year-old just ends up going in the house. He's like, leave the dog out here with these other ones. I'm going in the house. He wouldn't come out for the rest of the night. But no, these dogs is crazy. You have no idea what they're thinking.
That's wild.
And I hate going on a hike. I don't know if you guys do hikes or not. And people want to bring their fucking dog on a hike, but their dog ain't on a fucking leash. Why the fuck is your dog not on a leash like everybody's okay with your fucking dog? I don't know that motherfucker. He don't know me.
Motherfuckers be really acting like their dog's so friendly.
Yeah, exactly.
He don't bite.
Until the motherfucker bites, okay?
I don't get this motherfucker.
Oh my gosh, my dog is a big teddy bear.
And if they ever do bite, that's the first time he's ever done that.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, first time for everything. Now he's biting bitches on Saturdays, okay? It's a regular fucking thing. Tuesdays and Saturdays, he bites bitches.
He gets okay? One a week, you know?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Y'all be full of shit. You bitches be lying.
Not even that, though. It's like when someone gets in your car or when you get in someone else's car. Just because you drive crazy with your kids in the car, don't think you need to drive crazy when I'm in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you know what motherfucker's going to make that fucking left-hand turn, but you're going to be the one getting hit on that oncoming traffic? Bitch, don't put my life in jeopardy! You want to make this fucking left-hand turn after that damn light didn't been red for 2 minutes? Now you want to fucking make a left-hand turn, but I'm in the passenger seat. Who's going to get hit first? Who's going to die? You take that fucking left-hand turn on your watch, not mine.
This
it's
shit.
The same shit. I'm not okay with your dog. You know what I'm saying? It's the same fucking shit. Just stop
assuming motherfuckers want to be around your dog and they not on the leash.
Stop assuming motherfuckers want to put up with your fucking shit. Because it's basically what you decided in your mind was okay for me.
Of course.
Yeah, so just stop. Don't assume that I want to get hit by a car that's coming.
I
want to
be involved in that choice, you know?
Yeah. Can you give me an option? Like, if I'm in a car, I'll be like, I'm going to run a light. And then I run a light.
Motherfucker sitting in the car, got their dog in the car. Can I take my dog off the leash? They ask you, what are you saying?
In the car?
No.
Like, a person has their dog in the car. They haven't let him out yet. And they ask you for permission. Oh, would you like me to have my dog on a leash or not?
Do you mind?
What are you saying?
No. Keep your dog on the fucking leash. You cannot let him off.
What are you saying, Azar?
I need more information. I'll be like...
No! You need to know what's up with
the dog. Like, let me know about the dog.
If you need more information, the answer is no. You do not try that.
Baseline is
okay. Baby dog?
After
like
that fucking big-ass dog traumatized me, I need...
I want that motherfucker on the leash. Yeah. For some little baby shih tzu or some shit.
This is my shit, though.
I don't give a fuck.
See, I'm with Blue here. If
that motherfucker do anything to me, I'm going to kick that little bitch.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. If the dog is if I can punt the dog... Dog can be doing whatever. I don't care.
Hold on.
I'm stronger than the dog.
Hold on.
If the dog is dog is Draco, the answer is no. You stay the fuck in the car.
Lock the door.
Wait, fuck
and
the leash.
That motherfucker
if the dog is built like Draco.
If
Draco
the dog
himself,
is built like Draco, fuck the leash.
That's right.
You staying in the car. You
put him back in the house.
Yeah, because that leash do not go home to him.
You need a chain. You put Draco on a chain.
Yeah, you gotta put Draco on a chain.
You need a chain?
Yeah, you do.
You will not be going to the park.
He's too strong.
Bitch, we ain't flying kites. And we ain't hanging out.
Flying kites? Hell no, I ain't gonna have a dog painfully running after my ass. No, it's like fucking Madagascar. Remember when Madagascar and he got let out into the wild and he was like, oh yeah, this is so playful. So playful. Now you bite Marty on the ass, motherfucker. Now the zebra is bit. Like, no, I'm not doing that. You think we playing, all of a sudden I'm food. Get the fuck out of here. I can't do it with your dog.
Bitch, fish food.
I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck who food it is. I don't want to be it.
Y'all ever see those, like, big-ass dogs be walked by the little girls? They'll be taking their dog out for a walk. They cannot control that shit.
No.
Be dragged down the street by the dog. By the
and you think it's cute.
Getting fucking
you already taking pictures and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. Who is your mama? Who let you out with this fucking dog?
Someone's got to veto that choice.
Somebody is going ahead, taking photos of this. This is so cute. Look at my daughter and her dog. No. Everybody's like, CPS. So did somebody call CPS already? I'm calling them right now.
That dog's going to be
this
out of here.
This is not okay.
Yeah.
And then if they have not told her, let go of the leash. Let go of the leash. I don't give a fuck. If I'm carrying a dog and his ass, I learned this with Draco. When he start acting crazy, I'm not about to get my ass drug around this bitch. I would rather the stranger get bit than I get drug around. I'm not going to leash. Whoever the fuck he's trying to get at, it's too hard to control him. I can't. He's too heavy. I don't know how much that dog. I don't know how much that dog weighs.
Some dogs they don't need to see the sun.
No, you about to be fucking arms out the socket and shit trying to fucking hold on to this leash. Not today. Not for your ass. You better go on court with this bitch, Judge Judy.
I'm sorry. Before I throw my motherfucking arm out, I'm letting that leash go.
Hell yeah, exactly. That is what I'm fucking saying.
Run, Lassie, run.
Yes, run. Girl, tell me what happened when you get back. Okay, shit. Tell me all about it.
You know where I live.
Exactly.
Swipe ball later.
I'm done. We'll have drinks, motherfucker. Shit on for me. But I am not fucking throwing my arms out for whoever the fuck you trying to get. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Letting it go. You want me to take it off at the neck? Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I'll take it off at the neck. We got to understand it. We got to understand it here, okay? We got to understand it here. I'll let you go. You won't fuck me up. Okay? Because it's obvious if I got to let the leash go, I can't handle your ass, okay?
Hold on, bitch. This is too much, bitch.
I can't. It's like, it is too much. It is. You about to lose a fucking arm and a leg over this shit. No. Hold on. Let me help you get out of this situation. I'll tell you, Daddy, what happened when he get home. Shit. Because Draco is not my dog, okay? Hold on. When Judge Judy come calling, they ain't looking for me. They ain't looking for me. I don't give a damn.
That's family court. Yes, they are looking for you.
That's family court, bitch. They will be summoning your ass to court. Because the first thing Judge Judy asking is, were you there? Who was there?
Why isn't she here?
What is your relation to the defendant? That's what the fuck they gonna be at. This is your mother.
I'm just saying. Yes, the mother said, shit, me and the dog had understanding.
Where was she at the time of the accident?
Take me
out. Where is she now?
Exactly. Shit, motherfucker, pay them fees. You gonna have to. You ain't bring the right motherfuckers to court. And I ain't going. He got the dog in there and shit. Draco give me the side eye. Oh, well, I'm gonna be seeing your ass after this shit, okay?
They gonna call the dog to the stand. Like, it was her. She let me go.
The bitch didn't even try to chase me.
Nah. There was no effort. There was no effort. I yanked her 2 times in the wrong spot and she was done. Like,
I turned around. I was like, oh, you just let me go.
Bye. He said, see you later, bitch. Like, no, I can't. Anyway, so. Thank you for stopping by, Asar.
We appreciate you. This shit was lit.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Shout yourself out, bro. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I do photography, just my first and last name, Asarzaddik. You can catch my personal, za.underscore.sar. You find me anywhere.
And you be dumb to not follow him. So we'll figure it out.
Definitely, yeah. No, I didn't even know about the photography thing, so I gotta get on that.
I do a bit of drone photography in particular.
Okay. That's okay. Always a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Badass, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, you guys, for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a good night.